The NFL and its official helmet maker, Riddell, are facing lawsuits claiming they're putting their business relationship ahead of players' safety. The family of San Diego Charger Junior Seau, who committed suicide last year, and more than 4,000 former players are suing, saying the league and Riddell covered up the long-term damage from the game to the brain. Further, the suits claim Riddell made inadequate helmets for years and then greatly exaggerated the benefit of their newer models. Dan Golden is an editor at Bloomberg News. And Dan, your research goes even further. You say that the NFL also rejected proposals from other headgear makers in favor of less safe ones from Riddell. So tell us the story of ProCap. This is a device from another helmet maker that players were wearing along with their Riddell helmets. It was sort of a modification of the helmet, and it had been shown to reduce concussions.
That's right. What our reporter, John Hellier, found was that a fellow named Bert Strauss invented this ProCap, which was kind of a soft, pillowy-type cover that would go on top of a helmet, and the idea was to make the softer contact with collisions so there wouldn't be as many concussions. And tests showed that it was effective, but when he brought it before the NFL in the mid-90s, which had something called had a concussion committee looking at the issue, that committee took great exception to the ProCap, and in fact, the NFL put out a memo warning teams that it could lead to catastrophic injury and even death. One school of thought on this is that Riddell squelched this because essentially it was embarrassed that it was kind of a sign that its own helmets weren't good enough if this protective covering needed to be put on top of them.
What is Riddell saying in response to the criticism that they didn't make the safest helmets?
They like to point to their newer line of helmets that they've had in more recent years, the Revolution, that has gotten better results. And they also, on the issue of did they squelch competition, they talk about how they were actually open to sharing their technology with other manufacturers.
Look, these Riddell helmets are very expensive, having bought a few for young men. One can understand why Riddell might want to cling to its relationship with the NFL, but why would the NFL reject things that would make it safer for players?
Well, the NFL had its relationship with Riddell. I mean, it went both ways. They had a deal where NFL teams would get big discounts on Riddell helmets, and there was a close relationship. The concussion committee that the NFL formed, a lot of the members of it were team doctors whose teams wore Riddell helmets. Some of the research that the concussion committee sponsored was also funded by Riddell. So there was a close working relationship between the league and the company.
Well, and the NFL is obviously reacting to the deaths of players, the lawsuits, the criticism of the game. They recently announced they're considering rule changes, including penalizing runners for lowering their heads to initiate contact. Late last year, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell proposed maybe even eliminating the kickoff. This was in a Time magazine interview. Is there a sense that they might do something like maybe even take up this pro cap for the helmets now?
In recent years, they have been a bit more receptive to the pro cap, although its manual still, the NFL's manual still says that it can cause injury. But there is a sign that they're open to more alternatives. They revamped that concussion committee a few years ago to bring on new members. And so I think given the criticism from, you know, Congress and the media and other sort of brain safety researchers, the NFL, I think, is more open to alternatives than it once was.
Also gave a huge amount of money to Harvard University to study head injury. Well, in early April, a judge is going to be hearing motions to dismiss the lawsuits. The NFL says this is just a labor dispute. The players say it needs to be settled in court. What's your sense?
My sense, though, I'm not that expert on it, but it would be that they are probably heading towards some kind of settlement, some kind of substantial settlement for the players. So it seems unlikely that the issue would just be dismissed.
Dan Golden, editor-at-large at Bloomberg, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, now that we know more about the damage football can do to the brain and the charges against the NFL and Riddell, are you a young player? Maybe a parent with a child playing? Your thoughts. What about getting rid of, say, the kickoff? Weigh in at facebook.com/hereandnowradio or at hereandnow.org. By the way, tomorrow on Here and Now, maybe a safer game. I don't know, with some of those under-the-basket collisions, but it's March Madness times. We'll help you get your brackets ready for college basketball. And President Obama heads to Israel. What will he face? That's all tomorrow. Back in 30 seconds. Here and Now.